This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for tuning in for yet another episode. We actually have a really big deal milestone coming up. I'm blown away by the way that this kind of all is happening at the same time. And maybe it's just because I'm a little closer to it. You might roll your eyes, but it just so happens that episode 500 falls not only on my 35th birthday, but also on the 4-year anniversary of Primal Potential. So my birthday is Primal's anniversary. I launched Primal Potential on my birthday, so that part's not weird, but so crazy that the 500th episode airs on the day that is my birthday and Primal's 4-year anniversary. I'm super excited about it. I have a few ideas of things I want to do to celebrate these milestones, and thank you for your support. I'm still kind of working through things, but one thing my master's club thought would be cool would be for them to interview me. They did that a while back, maybe a couple years ago now. They came up with a list of questions and they conducted the interview. We're going to do that again, but I also thought that it would be cool to ask you guys if you have any questions or any ideas for celebrating this major milestone of 500 episodes and Primal's 4-year anniversary, because none of it would be possible if it weren't for you, because this is something we very much do together and I want to celebrate it together. So head over to the show notes for today's episode. You can find that at primalpotential.com/495 and leave a comment if you have a question or a topic that you would like to hear about for that special 500th episode, question you'd like me to answer. I am all ears. I am open to whatever ideas that you have. Before we dive into today's topic, many of you have seen this new thing and some of you have not. I emailed my VIP list about it just this past weekend. But on primalpotential.com, there is now a new free resource available to you, either in PDF form, also in audio form. I put together an overview of the 3 most significant changes I made to transform my life, to get beyond excuses, to get out of the yo-yo cycle, the failure cycle, the weight loss, weight gain cycle, the 3 most significant changes I made to break out of that, that really transformed me not only physically, but maybe more importantly, emotionally, and also financially. It transformed every aspect of my life, and I put together a summary of those 3 changes. You can get it right on primalpotential.com. Right on the homepage, you will see a place where you can drop in your name and email address, and it will go right to you, both in PDF form. And a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, having these things in writing is so helpful. But you can also listen to it if you are like me and prefer to listen to things than to read them. So just go to primalpotential.com and you will see right on the homepage below the header, there is a place to drop in your name and email address and you will get that PDF and audio version sent right to you. Today, what I want to do is revisit a topic that we discussed about a year ago. Back in episode 369, I did a book club episode of Ben Bergeron's book, Chasing Excellence. And there was one particular topic that came up in that book that I want to dive into today because I see the understanding and implementation of this idea as the way to overcome all or nothing thinking. Either I'm on or I'm off. I'm dialed in or I am drifting. And if you can hear the birds, that's because the window's open. And I'm not going to close it today unless a tractor comes. And then I'll close it. But for now, you and I will listen to the birds while we talk about this. So I'm also going to link to episode 369. If you didn't hear that book club episode, I really enjoyed that one. Also, we'll link to the book Chasing Excellence by Ben Bergeron. So Ben is an elite CrossFit coach. He coaches and has coached basically the top athletes in the sport of CrossFit, but also many other athletes and many average individuals just looking to get fit, improve their health, lose fat, etc. And he owned and owns, I guess, the gym that I used to belong to, CrossFit New England, when I lived in Natick. He works with athletes and with individuals. He still coaches a class of regular members like you and I. And his construct is really about hammering the basics before you consider intensity. And the reason that I think this applies so perfectly to all or nothing is because when it comes to fat loss, oftentimes we are drawn to the intense approach because we want rapid results. But when we do that before we understand our basics, and the reason I say it that way is because your basics for fat loss are probably going to look different than mine, because they're always different based on the individual, but they're also always different based on where we are in our journey. The basics I started with a few years ago are very different from the basics now because I've escalated the intensity because I can, because I'm practiced, but also because my body has changed and adapted, because I am more fit now, because I am more healthy now, and also because my hormones have shifted, my body has shifted, I've gotten older, all of those things. When we go to intensity without an understanding of our basics and without consistent execution of our basics, we're basically biting off more than we can chew. We are adopting a way of acting, a way of behaving, a way of choosing, a way of going about our food choices that we can't sustain, that we aren't ready to. And our ambition has exceeded our practice. And this is what leads to a great few days where you feel like you're super strict and you're seeing results, and then it is back to baseline, eating what you want, overeating, drinking too much, snacking too much, etc. The first thing I want to do is explain Ben Bergeron's construct in terms of fitness. This is not an episode about exercise, but I want to explain his framework from the perspective of fitness and working out, and then quickly cross over into how this can be applied in terms of nutrition in a way that helps us overcome and completely move beyond all or nothing approaches. So Ben approaches athletes in the gym with a first things first paradigm: mechanics, consistency, intensity. Mechanics come first. Only when you have the mechanics do you focus on consistency, and only when you are consistent do you move to intensity. And that intensity is a relative intensity, meaning it is relative to you, to your body, to your goals, and to your abilities. When we're looking at this and applying it to fitness, mechanics is, do you know how to properly move your body? Do you have good form? Do you squat with your weight in your heels instead of your weight in your toes or in your midfoot? When you squat, are you sending your butt back first, having your toes pointed out just slightly, your knees tracking out over your toes, your chest up? Are you going below parallel? That's the mechanics. Step one is move properly. Then, once you are moving properly, then it's about consistency. That you move that way when it's the beginning of the workout and when it's the end. You are not having good form in your first few reps and then it's falling apart and you're getting sloppy and loose and setting yourself up for injury because your mechanics have fallen by the wayside on rep 9 or 7 minutes into the workout. You execute the mechanics consistently. when you're tired and when you're not, when you're under load and when you're not, meaning you squat with great form when it is an air squat, a bodyweight squat, as well as when you have a barbell across your back and you are under tension. Consistency is not only you move well consistently, but also you're working out consistently. And this construct, mechanics, consistency, relative intensity, you don't move to intensity until not only do you have the mechanics down, but you have them down consistently. In the gym, you might see people who are warming up with good form, and then they get into the workout, and they're so concerned with the clock, or with not being in last place, or they've loaded their barbell to the point where their mechanics are gone. Nope, 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 nope. We don't go fast, we don't compete if we don't have the mechanics down. If we aren't consistent with that form. Mechanics, consistency, relative intensity. You set yourself up for injury, for failure, for inconsistency when you go to intensity first. Whether because you want to win the workout, because your ego's in the way. Going fast does not matter more than doing it right. And you can take that idea and plaster it right over nutrition. Fast weight loss cannot come before doing it the right way. When it does, what happens? We put the weight right back on. Or we have a week where we're losing weight and then 3 weeks where we're gaining. You're either going to get injured in the gym, you're going to get hurt, or you're going to get so sore that you don't come back for a week when you are putting intensity before mechanics or consistency. Mechanics matter most, doing the right things the right way. Once you feel like I'm doing the right things the right way, am I doing it consistently? Doing the things and doing them the right way and doing them regularly. Then it's about intensity, speed, and effort, which is relative to you, not to somebody else. Somebody else's weight loss rate or pace, somebody else's speed in a workout or weight on the barbell has nothing to do with you. Intensity is relative to you. Where was Ben Bergeron when I was 18 years old on a chicken broth only diet? I wanted fast results. I valued intensity, but I had none of the mechanics of taking great care of myself. I was not consistently practicing the basics of nutrition for fat loss. Not even, first of all, the mechanics weren't even close to there, and I couldn't possibly be consistent because I didn't even know what those mechanics were for me. I just jumped right to intensity. And that is what brought me to the place where I would say, well, I'm really great at losing weight, but I'm terrible at keeping it off. Because I wasn't doing it the right way. Because I was jumping to intensity. I want fast results, even if I wasn't getting them the right way, even if I wasn't valuing my health, and even if I wouldn't sustain the progress that I created. When you don't know the basics for fat loss that get results for your body and you aren't consistent with them, but you jump right to fasting, you are making the mistake of the person who walks in and grabs the barbell and tries to win the workout, tries to really push themselves in the gym, and then they don't go back for a week or their form is terrible. When you have been eating the standard American diet, indulging every day, and you jump into a Whole 30, you have gone to intensity without mechanics and consistency. Here's the thing about mechanics. In the gym, there are form standards. We know how to healthily perform a squat in a way that doesn't overload your knees, in a way that protects your core and your back. When it comes to nutrition, though, it's a little bit different. There are some general overarching mechanics, but the nuances are going to not only be specific to you and your goals and your needs, but also they are going to be specific to where you are at. When I was first starting out, my mechanics looked very different. It started with, don't have fast food for breakfast, Elizabeth. In fact, even before that, it was, don't have two orders of fast food for breakfast, Elizabeth. Literally, my mechanics at first were just order one breakfast at Chick-fil-A on your way to work instead of two. Then it was no fast food for breakfast. Those were my mechanics at first, and I had to get consistent with those before dialing up the intensity. So what are your mechanics for where you are right now? What are the fat loss basics that your body responds to that make you feel amazing, that keep your hunger at bay, eliminate your cravings, sustain your energy while driving fat loss or whatever your goal is? And are you consistent with them? Are you actually consistent, or are you just consistently inconsistent? These mechanics are going to look different for everybody because our bodies are all different, but our starting points are also very different. I will share with you what my mechanics are right now. The things that make me feel my best, that my body responds to. It means eating meat and veggies, little dairy, little starch. And when I say little dairy, I mean not having dairy every day and not having more than one serving of dairy per day. So I don't have dairy every day. And when I do have it, I don't have more than one serving, right? So primarily meat and veggies, a little bit of dairy, a little bit of starch. It also, for me, my mechanics, carbs or alcohol, but not both and not daily. For me, my mechanics are like one serving, no more than twice a week. So it doesn't mean I have a huge plate of fries in the evening and a glass of wine. And it doesn't mean that I have one drink every day, though that might be a huge improvement for you. And that might be part of your mechanics right now. One drink and no more in the evening. It's not mine, but it very well could be yours. So again, just my mechanics, primarily meat and veggies, little dairy, little starch, never carbs and alcohol, either or, but not daily. Roughly one serving of carbs or alcohol, no more than twice a week. Move as much as possible and sleep when I need it. Those are my mechanics. Then it's about consistency. And consistency isn't good today, okay tomorrow, crappy the next day. Consistency is, I'm there. I did it. It's a yes. It's not a kind of. It's not a little bit. It's not a, well, it's better. It's, did I hit the standard or did I not hit the standard? And I am hitting the standard consistently. Ben Bergeron gives the visual of shooting at a target. And when you don't have the mechanics down, you are all over the place. Every once in a while, you might land on target, but you are way off target, scattered all over the place most of the time. Then you move to where you're hitting the target, but you're all over the place. So you're not getting a bullseye. When you look at your choices, if we think about them as on a target, they're not bullseye. Every once in a while, you might have that bullseye day, that bullseye choice, but they're sort of all over the target. But when you have the mechanics, the consistency, the relative intensity, it's shot after shot, bullseye, 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 bullseye. You can set your clock based on your results, right? You know that this is the way it goes for you. You are consistent with the mechanics and you have that intensity for you that drives results. When we think about our choices, think about them in terms of the target. How many times, if we say you make, let's say 50 choices in a day, who knows, it could be 200, it could be 7, doesn't matter. Thinking about it as a target with a bullseye, how many of those choices would be off the target completely? How many would be on the far outside? How many would be bullseye choices? This is exactly what I need to be doing to get me where I need to go. What you want to do is be bringing in, there are more choices that are on the target, there are more choices that are close to the bullseye, than there are choices further from the bullseye or off the target. Think about it that way. It might even be an interesting exercise for you to do where you make a list for, say, 5 days. you write down every choice you make, whether that is I hit snooze or I got right up. I got in my workout or I didn't. I cheated my reps in my workout or I actually went and did additional work after my workout was over. I had sugar in my coffee. I had a salad at lunch. I threw the croutons away. Whatever it is, every choice you make, identify. Was that a bullseye choice? Was it on the target? Was it off the target? Just to see for yourself, are you a little loose with your standard of consistency? Just for the sake of awareness, start assessing your choices that way and do it for a handful of days, and you'll have a much more realistic picture of where you need to do your work. Do you need to really focus on the mechanics? I know what works for me, and I'm really paying attention to the choices that drive results and the choices that don't. Then once you have a sense of what those choices are, I'm focused on consistency, making sure every choice I make today is on that target close to the bullseye. Every day, every choice. Then from there, you can dial it up. Dial up the intensity. Maybe that means you play around with intermittent fasting. Maybe you do a 24-hour fast. Maybe you add in workouts. When we look to these intensity style techniques, whether that is something like fasting, or it is something like a more strict diet, or it's something like a supplement, or a detox, or anything like that, do you have your mechanics and your consistency down? If you don't, if you can't say yes, absolutely, without question, when I look at my choices, they are all close to the bullseye, don't even bother screwing around with intensity because it's just not a good use of your energy and your attention. You don't start to dial things up, to bring the heat, to go to advanced techniques until you have those mechanics down and you are consistent in their execution. This doesn't mean that you're a perfectionist, right? An elite athlete doesn't have to work out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to be consistent. It means that the choices aligned with their goals are the rule and not the exception. The disciplined way of treating your health, of eating, needs to be the rule and not the exception, and it needs to be producing the results that you want. You get to define what those strategies are for you, what those choices are for you. Maybe it means a fat loss breakfast. Maybe it means following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which I talk about in episode 195. Maybe if for you, one of your mechanics that you need to focus on consistency with is sleep. Or it's mindset, letting go of the past. But at the end of the day, you are screwing yourself when you go to intensity without first really nailing the mechanics and the consistency. You have to build that foundation. Without the foundation, everything crumbles. You might get some results, but you won't likely sustain them. When you're under stress or under emotion and you don't have the foundation, guess what? I know what that looks like. It means undoing the work that you've done. It means not paying attention and putting on weight or feeling out of control. Build the foundation, and the foundation is built with mechanics and consistency. You can simplify this with just a question: what one improvement do I know I can make to move the needle? And then every single day, get consistent in that practice. You've heard me say a million times before, only when you're consistent, add more. Only when you are consistent, add more. I think if you liked this topic, if you liked this episode, go back and revisit episode 369. I'll link to that over in the show notes page. And while you're there on the show notes page, let me know if you have any questions or topics for our 500th episode, any questions for me, questions about Primal Potential, questions about the universe, doesn't really matter. While you're there, you can get on the wait list for the Fall 12 Weeks to Transformation group. We're going to open up registration at the end of August for an early September kickoff to make sure that we are really ending the year on a strong note. We're already halfway through it, which is crazy. And in fact, while you're over there on Primal Potential, don't forget about that PDF I created. It is about 6 pages. There's also an audio version for those of you that want to listen about the 3 changes I made in my life that allowed me not only to create physical transformation, but very much a mental and emotional transformation and just as importantly, I think, a financial transformation. Just go over to primalpotential.com. You can get to the show notes page at primalpotential.com/495. Let me know what you think about episode 500. You can download that PDF right from the homepage, primalpotential.com, and you can hop on the waitlist for the fall group on the Work With Me tab, which you'll see in the upper right-hand corner. Have a great day, guys. I will chat with you very soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.